I don't remember exactly when. It was either 15 or 20 years ago. There was a song that came out, and I'm pretty sure I was still teaching at a high school, because a lot of my students, this song seemed to be very thought-provoking, and it caused a lot of debate. It was called One of Us. And the song spoke about, what if God were one of us? Now, for me, at that time, still in my early 20s and very judgmental of other people, I thought how silly it was to ask the question, what if God were one of us? And immediately it was, well, of course he was one of us. Don't you know that's the whole belief in Jesus Christ that you all profess? These years later, I try to be not so misunderstanding of people and not so quick to judge that people understand what the meaning of the life and ministry of Jesus is. I also believe that it was pointing out a basic fact of human nature. Even if they didn't understand that the very name of Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel. Even if they didn't understand the story of Jesus, even if they didn't understand the faith that brings us here together, planted within their own nature, there was a desire. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the creator of the universe, this higher power that at least we can grasp onto, would somehow try to understand what my life was like, would somehow try to come down and be a part of the struggles that I have every day? What if that were the truth? Rather than looking at others and judging them, I think that's part of this whole idea of the new evangelization, that we can't assume that everyone understands why it is we gather, what it is that our faith is based upon. But we can point out what is within everyone's heart, this burning desire that someone will understand what their life is about, that someone can reach them in their loneliness and their lostness and say, I understand. That someone so great and influential and powerful would come down and walk right beside us throughout our life. We're still not coming maybe to the full grasp of what that means as we're sharing with them, but we're starting on the way. For we see in the gospel that even the disciples still didn't quite have a grasp. At the transfiguration, Peter saw Jesus with Moses and Elijah and said, it's great. Let's stay right where we're at and let's build three equal tents for you to be with Moses and Elijah. Peter thought he was raising up Jesus to be on equal with the two great founders of his faith. He didn't understand that Jesus was even higher. Here, the disciples walking are saying, we thought that maybe he was a prophet. We thought that he would be the one to save us. Only a few weeks ago, we celebrated Holy Saturday. This reminder that there was this day, a full day in between all the hope and expectation of the early followers and the reality of the resurrection. There is this time in between when ultimate darkness came upon them. Maybe he doesn't understand. Maybe he wasn't the one. Maybe God did not become one of us. All of the scriptures then that Jesus is opening up to them show that the promise was always there. That not even death could stop this love and ministry of Jesus. I think the great hunger for us and for all the people that beg to have someone understand them, we find such comfort then when we come together. That God, who became a human being like us, will share, commiserate, and be a part of all of our hopes, all of our struggles, all of our daily insecurities. But it wasn't just in studying and looking at what the words meant. What was the key moment that they recognized who Jesus was? What was the key moment when they finally realized that this was the Savior present among us? The key moment was when he took and blessed and broke and gave to them. The key moment was the celebration of the Eucharist with them. We are blessed in our faith that the Creator of the universe, who became one of us, understood that we need physical reminders, that we need continuous reminders of what life is about, that we need constant re-energizing in our strength, so that becoming bread and wine, having this become for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we then are transformed, we then are reminded, we then receive the grace. We receive the grace necessary to be followers of Jesus. So much did God understand our loneliness and how quickly we forget each day, that even for the disciples, their hearts were burning within them when he was with them. That when we receive the Eucharist, we can have that burning within us. That we can have one that will understand everything that we need in life. Constant reminder of what we need and who we are. I wish that I could always be mindful of what Jesus wants me to do. I wish that I could go throughout every day of my life and be constantly on fire and burning with it. But I myself forget so quickly. I get cynical. I forget how holy other people are. Sometimes I just get lazy and I don't want to do it. Sometimes I don't want other people looking at me. Sometimes I'll pop the collar off when I go fill up for gas because I just don't want the questions. My prayer at every Mass that I go to is that this Eucharist will continuously remind me in my weakness of what life is about and about the holiness of the community that we gather together around it. May the joy of the resurrection of this Easter season always be in your hearts, that you can always be reminded of the truth of the message that is on fire within us, that God became one of us, that the God of the universe loves us and spent time with us and will always be with us, no matter how late in the day or how dark the night. He will always be with us.